The Triple M Grill Team.
Turn Gus, MG and Matty on 6 till 9 weekdays.
My moment is last night, Robbie Farah. Instead of sitting there in front of the awaiting press after the game, he chose to escape the Campbellsdown Stadium via a bizarre attempt to get rid of the media in a car that were waiting on the other side of the oval.
What?
And then they put Keith Galloway up. And okay, big source had his 150th game for the Tigers, but in a week where we want to hear from the leader of the club, and he chose that method to escape and get away from the media, I think it just adds fuel to the fire.
Of course it does.
Like, he could have just nipped it all in the bud and said, mate, you know, it's been a trying week. I want to get over it and get on with life, but this is now doing this, it makes it go another week.
Easiest way to put out the fire would be he and Mick Potter sitting together at the press conference, and if halfway through it, he puts his arm around Mick Potter and, you know, or
something like that.
Biggest pash.
Just, exactly. it just diffuses the whole situation, but now it's back page story.
Well, it's back page story in the Telegraph today, and I assume all week we'll hear, why did he do it? Why did he go and do this?
Did you see pre-game? The pre-game, they had the photograph of the dressing room, and Mick Potter and Robbie Farah were talking tactics. They were sort of, seemed very much together.
Yeah,
so why wouldn't you do that after the game?
Yeah, can't
well,
work it out.
Mick Potter says that when asked why he didn't do it, he said, I don't know, mate, I didn't allocate the duties. It's not my job, it's someone else's job. Well, whoever's job it is needs their bum kicked, because they should have had Robbie Farah as the captain of the club next to the coach.
Jeez, you're strong this morning, mate.
The Grill Team. Gus. MG. And Matty Johns. Triple M Breakfast.